Hey guys, it is time for Ignite Your Light 2023. I want you to get excited because this is a life-changing event. Last year, I launched my very first Ignite Your Light, and I cannot tell you how many people have told me the impact that this event had on their life. So much healing occurs in our time together, and we are doing just that. We are igniting our light together. And it really sets the tone for the whole year. So you're going to want to be there. Mark your calendars. With each ticket, right now, early bird deal, you get a free ticket. So grab your teens, your spouse, your friends, and make sure and be there with me. I cannot wait to see you there.
Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Love Lighthouse. Today, in honor of Valentine's Day tomorrow, I am going to give you my number one life-changing. This tip is so important in a relationship. And you will find that when you do this, it completely shifts the dynamic of your relationship and blesses it. So pull up a chair. Get out your pen, your paper, take notes, really, really pay attention because I promise this tip is, it's a wow tip. Okay. So relationships are tricky. They can be really tricky. I find that they are the most challenging thing for humans to really get the hang of, get in the groove of. You're bringing two people together with all their stuff that they've gone through and expecting you to be able to sell smoothly through life. It's quite the feat. I'll say that for sure. But it's so rewarding when you can get in the groove, in the flow of having that person next to you that you can count on, that person that you always have somebody you can have fun with, that you can be passionate with. It's a really, really great thing to be in a healthy, intimate partnership. Otherwise, what's the point? Why would you be in a relationship if it's pain, misery, suffering? I think we've all been there. We've all probably been in those moments of relationships, whether it's with your current partner or a partner in the past, where it was misery. It wasn't fun. So, how can you shift that into something beautiful that blesses everyone, that blesses the lives of both people involved, as well as your children and your home? So whether you are currently in a relationship or you're single and want to be in a relationship, this tip is going to bless your life as well. It's going to help you with calling in that mate. It's going to help you with future relationships. So here it is. Focus on the things that you love or like about your partner more than criticizing the things and focusing on the things you do not like. Life-changing. Totally change your relationship. Now, you might go, okay, all right, seriously, that's really going to change things that much? Yes, it will. And you will realize that if your relationship is not wonderful, if it isn't enjoyable and exciting and fun and really, really thriving, it is because of this one thing. So I like to call this two things, right? A relationship is built on either the mountain of criticism is what I call it, the mountain of criticism, or the platform of gratitude. whichever one you are on most in your mind and in your heart, and what you're thinking about, what you're visualizing, what your story is about your partner and your marriage or your relationship, whichever one you're on more when you're thinking about your partner, whether it's the mountain of criticism, just constantly thinking about the things about them that you do not like, or the things that they do, or the things about your relationship, or the things that make you feel sad or miserable, or whether you are on the platform of gratitude more, the majority rules. So if you're on the platform of gratitude where you're thinking about all the things that you love about your partner, you're in a state of appreciation, you are thinking about the things that are attractive about your partner, about the things they do for you, about the way that they do show up, whichever one you're on more will determine the state of your current relationship. It will determine the state of the health of your relationship. If somebody is in a beautiful, wonderful, thriving relationship, they are hardwired, they're in the habit, they're in the pattern of focusing more on the things that they love or like about their partner than what they are critical about. And it really does come down to that. And so if your relationship is in a dangerous zone, if it is in a space of sadness or misery, you are focusing on what you don't like more than what you like. Now, hold up. There's two points to this. You must also not only apply this to your partner. This is a big, big part of this. Okay. Because what happens is if you're missing a part of this link, then it's not going to work. Okay. If you are just in a state of gratitude about your partner and sending them lots of love and saying awesome things about themselves, because there's two people in a relationship. So if you're looking at them and saying all the great things about them, but in your own mind and your own heart, you're beating up on yourself and you're saying really negative self-talk about yourself and you're feeling insecure and you're, you know, beating the crap out of yourself, then your relationship is not going to be healthy because your intimate partnership is a direct reflection. Let's slow down and let's really hear me on this because this is very important. When I found this out, I was like, oh, whoa, I finally get it. Your intimate partnership is a direct reflection of how you feel about yourself. I wanted you to really hear that, really take that in. So your partner is showing up as an actor in your movie to reflect back to you how you feel about yourself. So if you have a partner who disrespects you, who cheats on you, who doesn't show up for you, in whatever they do that you feel like you're pointing the finger at them and you feel like they're to blame, you got to look yourself in the mirror because they're showing you those patterns, those beliefs that you have. They are a direct reflection of what you feel worthy of. So you must look yourself in the mirror and start to nourish that relationship with yourself. You must start to say, I am beautiful. I am handsome. I am sexy. I am worthy. I am passionate. I am living a fabulous life. I'm full of joy. You must start to nourish that beautiful soul looking back at you in the mirror. You must forgive yourself for all the things that you feel like you made a wrong turn. You must let down the walls and start to love and honor yourself. So if you're in a state of pain in your relationship, you got to look at those two things. Are you criticizing your partner? And also, are you criticizing yourself? And you must get on that state, that platform of gratitude in order to have a healthy, beautiful, abundant, thriving marriage or relationship. And that gratitude you must be sending to your partner and also recognizing those things about yourself that you love about you. What do you love about you? What do you feel like you're doing right? And blow those up. And what will happen is the criticism will get quieter and quieter and quieter, and it will start to leave your life. That's how it works, my dears. At my upcoming event, I want to invite you, if you have not received your tickets yet for Ignite Your Light, we will be talking about these things. My husband and I are going to be on stage. We are going to be talking about things that we've learned. We're going to be talking about our journey and really helping you as well to learn, more so be reminded of very powerful things to ignite your light, to light you up, and to help you in your relationships, your career, your family life, your life in general. It is a really grand celebration together of this life journey, and it's such a magical day. So come be a part of it. And with your relationship, the best Valentine's gift, you know, we can get all the chocolates and the flowers and all of the things, but if we're on that mountain of criticism, misery, it's not worth it. This is the fundamental, the only thing that you really must do to start to really change your relationship. And as we focus on those things that we're grateful about our partner, guess what happens? They're a movie in our play, and they start to show up differently. They start to show up more of that. And that criticism, those things that you've been criticizing, that you've been looking at so closely, they start to go away, and they stop doing those things that annoy you, that make you angry, that make you sad. And if you're criticizing yourself, then your partner's showing you that. They're showing you what is within you. And sometimes your partner has to get out of the way so that that person that is an energetic match can come in. But most of the time, you are with that person that you're really meant to be with, but you're on that mountain of criticism. And so it's just a miserable time. So here's my Valentine's gift to you, my loves. Use it. I'm going to give you just a very simple exercise to start doing. You're just going to get your phone, okay? Get your phone, go into the notes section on your phone. You can either title it your partner's name, or, you know, you can say your husband or your wife or whatever. I have mine titled My Amazing Danny, What I'm Grateful For. That's my hubby's name. And I just have so many things here that I have written, and it's just an ongoing list. And when I think of a new thing, or when I think of something again, you can put it in there again. And I just keep adding to this list, and it's very long. And when I am in a space of where I need to be reminded of that, and I catch myself on that mountain of criticism, I pull out my platform of gratitude, and there it is in black and white, and it helps me shift immediately. And I don't always have to be in a space where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm criticizing him, so I'm now going to look at what I'm grateful for. Sometimes I'm just in a space of gratitude for him, and I want to add to this, or I want to just look at it. So, you know, just awesome things to really bless your life. So start your list and start enjoying your relationship. That's why you came together. You didn't come together to suffer and endure to the end. You came together to have that partner next to you that you can laugh, you can play with, you can flirt with, you can be a team. So let's get to it. Okay. Much love to you all. Have a fabulous week, and bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.